You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to be doing open lines at least the first half hour, so and maybe the whole hour. We'll just have to wait and see if our regular scheduled caller calls in at half past. But anyway, give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. If you have something you'd like to talk about, 877-254-7524. And something I thought I'd start out, as I did yesterday morning, talking about the fact that the Israelis are closing down their embassies and consulates all across the world. And the reason, well, they're having trouble with the union. They're having trouble with their union, and that's why they're closing their embassies and their consulates down all over the world. And if you believe that, you're incredibly naive. I mean, that's obviously a cover story put out to cover of the fact that they're pulling all their ambassadors, all their personnel across the world back to Israel. Why are they doing that? Well, do they want to get them there so that they can kill off as many Jews as they possibly can in the coming confrontation with Iran? Does they pulling them back because they want to protect them? I don't know. But I do know that they're not closing all the embassies and consulates all over the world because they're having a problem with the union. So something else as big as afoot, and we're just going to have to wait and see. And then this whole story about a Malaysian plane crashing. In fact, it was fascinating. I just posted this on my website this morning. It won't be up until tomorrow, probably. My son will put it up tonight. But suddenly this gentleman is Malaysian, and he gets up in front of some sort of an audience, in front of the television cameras, and he announces that the plane has gone down. The Malaysian plane went down somewhere there in the Indian Ocean. They haven't found any specific records. They've seen some satellite, but the plane went down, and he's talking in perfect English. Now, remember, he's Malaysian, and of course, he's giving a press conference. So why is he giving it in English, a man who speaks perfect English, a Malaysian man getting up and announcing that the plane has crashed in perfect English? Because it's aimed at the American people. Basically, it's part of a propaganda campaign to convince us that the plane went down, and I don't know, maybe the plane did go down. Maybe it was a suicide. Maybe it's something entirely different. We don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Remember those words of Edward Bernay in his book, "We are governed, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of." And that's really true. Everything is propaganda. Everything is control. We are governed. Our minds are molded. Our taste forms, our ideas suggested largely by men we've never heard of. That comes from the book Propaganda, published about 1928 by Edward Bernay, who is really the father of modern-day propaganda. And basically, when you see things on television, when you read the articles, certainly on the Internet or certainly in newspapers, remember, they're aimed to control your reality. And most of them just are not true. We live in a totally controlled world. We live in a world of propaganda. And our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of, and that becomes our reality. Well, my job is to give you the opposite side. We hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com. All you have to do is go to your search engine and type in Radio Liberty. It'll take you to the home page, and then just scoot down the page a short distance. Items around, let's see, on the net, items around the net, just take a look at it. And I try to go through and pick out two or three or four things every morning that I think are really important. You, of course, go onto the internet, read through hundreds and hundreds of articles, but I try to take the most important ones that I see and post them there, simplify your life, and the things that I think are important and that I think, I hope, are accurate, although certainly I know sometimes even the things we post may have one or two things in them that could be propaganda, but we're moving into some sort of a major crisis situation, whether it's going to be a massive nuclear war between Israel and Iran. Is that the reason that Israel is pulling all of its ambassador and personnel home back to Israel at this point, closing all of its embassies, closing all of its consulates? This is a big undertaking. Something big is afoot, and it certainly doesn't have anything to do with the Union. Well, remember, it's open lines. Give us a call here at Sydney, 1-877-254-7524. If you have something you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about whatever it'll be. And Sydney, it's just the first half hour, because the open lines, maybe the whole hour will be open lines. But give us a call at 877-254-7524. We'd love to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But certainly, we feel very, very strongly it's not a matter of if, but when there is going to be a major war in the Middle East. It'll involve certainly Saudi Arabia and Israel are working very closely together in opposition to Iran. And, of course, Iran is the enemy. We hear all the bad things about Iran. But people have forgotten that in 1979, we brought the Ayatollahs to power. Go back, read the things that were written at that time. The Ayatollah Khomeini, who was installed in 1979 after the CIA overthrew the Shah of Iran, the Ayatollah Khomeini was our man. And we actually created this whole radical Islamic movement. We've kept them in power. And this whole thing, the whole story of the hostages, was as phony as the $3 bill. In fact, I will never forget visiting with William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Iran, just before the hostage crisis. He came back and he was replaced. But he was there during the first hostage crisis. You probably don't remember. But initially, right after the revolution that we staged, radicals moved in and they actually seized the embassy, and then first they were there 4 or 5 days. Whoever's calling in, hang on, we'll take your call as soon as we get back after the break. Please hang on. Anybody else wants to call 877-254-7754?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open line, so give us a call, 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to, and we have a caller. Who's calling in? We have a caller? Do we have a caller?
Yes, Dr. Stan?
Yes, who's this?
This is Carol from Fort Collins. I just want to make an announcement.
Okay.
Okay, Josh Hart from Stop Smart Meters out of California, the head of the Stop Smart Meters movement, will be in Fort Collins this Friday, the 28th, between 3 and 6 p.m. at the Old Fort Collins Town Library, and it's at 201 Peterson Street. And the movie Take Back Your Power will be shown, and we need to flood this place with people.
All right, now this is about smart meters.
Yes, it's a movie called Take Back Your Power, and it's an investigation into the smart meters and the smart grid.
Okay, well, I think it's important. People are actually doing physical damage to us. You know, you're getting a great deal of radiation. And if you have one of the relays in the smart meters there that picks up from the other area, you're getting a great deal of it. And, of course, this is all part and parcel of this area to drive up the cost of your electricity, to control when you use your electricity. And if you get a smart meter in, you'll find your prices go up, and they go up very rapidly. Is that something people there have noticed, Carol?
I don't know if people have really noticed it yet. I don't think they've gone to the time of use prices, but I've been on some conference calls with Curtis Bennett. He is the thermo guy and .com, and he's got an environmental firm called Thermographics. And right now we are receiving whole body radiation 136 times a minute, or 84,000 times a day. This is regardless of opt outs, and this is just with the meters chattering and then going on to the collector units all over our cities.
Well, basically, we are under attack today. The enemy is not over in Iran. The enemy is not in the Ukraine. The enemy is not in Russia. The enemy are right here, and they're destroying our health. Anyway, thank you so very much for calling. Anything else you want to say, Carol? Okay, I guess Carol's gone. We do have another caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. It's open line. And who else is calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Greeley calling, and tell you how much I appreciate your show and everything that's going on and the work you've been doing.
Well, thank you so very much. It's great to know you're out there listening.
Yeah, I'll certainly try to make it to that meeting about the smart meters. You've been one of the only people out there giving us the heads up on that. You know, I was going to try to connect some things, and I appreciate also the information you gave us yesterday about the Israeli ambassadors being recalled. I had to look for a while to find that story, and I finally found it confirmed on Reuters. Of course, there's probably more to the story than what we're hearing. But getting back to another thing that might tie into it would be Flight 370 that's missing. And there have been theories that it was abducted possibly by U.S. Naval and NATO forces using AWACS to disguise its radar signature. Of course, they could not stop all the transmissions from the engines to the satellite, and possibly taken someplace because some of the people on board may have been strategically important to our cyber warfare. And interesting story yesterday that popped up in MSN News, Beijing China said Monday it was demanding an explanation from Washington over allegations U.S. intelligence agencies hacked into email servers of Chinese tech giants and targeted top Chinese officials and government institutions. I don't know if this is some of the information they may have gleaned. We know about what happened with Flight 007 and Congressman Larry McDonald many years ago. You've been so good to point out some of that. Those facts pertaining to what really happened to that flight. It seems to me that this might have been another abduction, and maybe there were some strategic people pertaining to the military intelligence and backbone of the Chinese internet that they needed to get for advice. They got a new job now. They're advising the NSA, if you like. But on the heels of that, we find out there are these hackings that are taking place with NSA-targeted officials, including the former president and some others in China. This could all I think, tie into the Crimean situation and the recall of the ambassadors from Israel as well.
We just have no idea. We know something is going on. We know we're being lied to. But what it is still just a big question mark.
Yes, it really is. And it certainly doesn't bode well with all of these strange events taking place around the world right now. And, of course, there's been so much rhetoric about another war, another attack. And the Russians are splitting themselves apart economically from the West, of course, with these sanctions, which I don't see how that can possibly help cool the atmosphere and the war climate that's beginning to build here. So these are days for prayer, I guess, and watching and being alert to what could be coming down.
Well, I don't think we can certainly hold off what's coming. All we can do is hope and pray, certainly for our safety and the safety of our friends and the safety of our fellow Christians. Our job is to certainly point out what's going on, to try to get people to make their preparations, but most of all, to get them into a personal relationship with our Lord. Because this is the only thing that's going to sustain any of us during the terrible times that lie ahead.
Well, I certainly agree, and I appreciate all your work and effort to do that. I know that there have been talks about the climate changing in Washington with so many Democrats on the run now because of Obamacare and all the ongoing obstructions of justice that the Obama administration has taken. And I think that there's a possibility we can get a change, but we certainly need very strong conservative, real conservative Republicans to run. I'm not happy with the current crop. I've called my Congressman, Cory Gardner, and I've asked, why are you not pressing for this man's resignation out of office right now? I'm wondering what's going on here. I mean, this is beyond absurd that this kind of travesty of justice in our republic can take place, and Republicans are not demanding an impeachment and resignation of Mr. Obama. And I've gotten no answer from Cory Gardner's office. I'm not really happy with him, and I don't think many people around the country are hearing something to that effect either from Republicans. Do you hear anything like that?
No, but remember, the media is controlled, and there are good people in Washington D.C. and there are hearings, and there are all sorts of things going on. We will never hear about. The only things we hear about are the things that they want us to hear about. And we just don't have access to the information. There have been so many major, very important congressional commission reports totally blacked out by the controlled media. So we really don't know what's taking place. This is the tragedy. I said, in a nation with freedom of the press, freedom of the press means that they have the freedom to suppress whatever they want to, because the media is rigidly controlled in America, as is our reality. The vast majority of the American people are certainly good, patriotic individuals. What is frightening is the fact that almost 40% of the people believe that Obama is doing a good job, and they believe that because they're getting a government paycheck. And one of these days, that's going to stop, and these people are going to be out the street rioting. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and whether it's associated with what certainly with what's coming, with the war, with the financial collapse, we're moving into difficult times. Just keep your eyes fixed on the Lord.
I sure appreciate it, Dr. Stan. You got another call. Thank you for taking my
God bless. Thanks for calling. And who else is calling in? And remember, it's open lines, 877 254-7524. 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful. Who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is your not bashful frequent caller, Maureen, again. I tell you, I think that this program is just absolutely God-led, and this day particularly, because the smart meter information was wonderful, and then your last caller is the perfect segue. Wonderful, intelligent, and articulate person, and it's a perfect segue into what I want to speak about, which is Cory Gardner. The fact is, and this came out from a Christian preacher just a couple days ago on a Don Crawford station here, that Cory Gardner actually carried a petition, which I've done two times in a row now, gathering signatures for the most recent pro-life effort in Colorado, and we're very strong here on pro-life, I can say that. In any case, he carried a petition into church and got signatures of people who were pro-life, and then when he secured the nomination for senator here, he then quickly changed his position to get the Planned Parenthood vote, the excuse that he gave here is that he found out that the chemicals that are used are contraceptives, and he doesn't believe in contraceptive. Well, I think, Dr. Stan, you could confirm this, and I hope so, because it has been confirmed that the morning after pill and the other chemicals used, they are not contraceptives. A contraceptive is a barrier device. These chemicals are chemical abortions, and they just absolutely are very, very hard on a woman's health.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Well, that's pretty much it. So he switched from what he had originally said, not because of new information he had, but because of false information he was giving as an excuse.
Well, obviously this is not a man of integrity. You've got to get a fellow.
No, he is not.
Who will stand for what he believes in. Whether the people want it or not, he's got to do what he thinks is right.
That's right. It's hypocritical, just absolutely hypocritical. And I have been informing a lot of people on another radio station about this, and I'll be doing it again on Friday on an open lines line. And hopefully the people of Colorado will see through this. And that's fine. I'm done.
Okay, fine. God bless. Thank you for calling. Again, our number 877-254-7524. We have another caller who is on the line.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Yes.
Hi, I have a question for you about what you were speaking of earlier, that we had sort of funded the issues in the Middle East. Sorry, that's my little girl. would you draw the conclusion that Al-Qaeda itself is not a real entity, that it's a created entity?
Now, would you mind repeating the question, because I hear a baby in the background.
Would you think that Al-Qaeda itself is a created entity, or is it a true movement?
Oh, no. This is a created entity. I mean, basically, we've created this whole terrorist movement over there. Basically, this all goes back to 1928, when MI6, that they started working with the radical Islamic movement, that was MI6 being British intelligence, and they really financed this whole radical Islamic movement up until the end of the Second World War. Then the CIA took over, and we have created this whole Islamic movement. Why? Why, for the same reason we created and financed the Nazis, that we created and financed the communists. You need an enemy. And, of course, I really believe that behind everything going on, there's certainly not only the geopolitical, but the spiritual, and basically we know from reading the scriptures there's going to be a great war over there in the Middle East, and so we are building up, even though our leaders certainly idea that they're carrying out God's plan. Suddenly we're building up the most powerful and dangerous enemy money could buy. And we're funneling money and weapons and, over there. We're actually in Syria. We actually have our forces training the Islamic terrorists. And there's schools over in Jordan. I've read about them several times. Where certainly our military is actually training the terrorists who are going into Syria, where they're killing Christians and breaking Christians, burning their towns, financed with your taxes.
Listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Your naturopathic doctor should have the right to choose your level of health care in Colorado. Help us to limit the state's power to control your health care freedom and take action. You may not be aware of what's happening, but right now your health care choices are going to be limited even further by Colorado state law. This is not the Affordable Care Act. This is current state regulations specifically limiting your naturopathic doctor's ability to gather information to more effectively assess your personal health care challenges. Colorado has over 1,000 naturopathic doctors currently serving your community. Soon that number will be slashed to 60 for the entire state. That means your health care options are being controlled by the state. If you support alternative health care and naturopathic medicine, help us to fight to secure freedom for your health care options. Call Colorado Association of Naturopathic Medicine no later than April the 1st to learn how you may assist. That's 970-690-1990. That's 970-690-1990. Or go to coanm.org. coanm.org. Act now. Call Colorado Association of Naturopathic Medicine.
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women. And together, we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's open line. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Do we have somebody on the line? Do we have anyone on the line? I guess not, so you're going to have to give us a call. We were hoping Thomas would be calling in this morning, but he apparently is not. So give us a call, 877-254-7524, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But basically, they get into the background of the situation over there in the Middle East, and you can look at it from the geopolitical point of view, or you can look at it from the prophetic point of view. But certainly, if you look at it from the military point of view, why America's over there so that we can basically disrupt the oil supplies, and that of course makes the oil produced by our oil companies, Standard Oil, Exxon, Chevron, a much more of a profitable, certainly Shell, ties into this whole Brotherhood of Darkness shell thing, a Dutch company. But understand that that is certainly one explanation given for what's going on. Certainly we disrupt the other supply of oil from Iran. They can't sell it. We put on an embargo. That's the third largest oil producer in the world. And so that means that the remaining oil supplies, we can keep the prices up. Same thing is true from Iraq. Cut off the supply of oil from Iraq, and then we drive the price up. But remember first that there are other forces at work besides that, and that is there are prophecies about some terrible wars that are going to be coming to the Middle East, where the millions, tens of millions of people are going to be slaughtered over there. So is this prophetic, or is this financial, or is it a combination of both? And I don't think you can actually separate what's happening from a geopolitical and from a prophetic point of view. If you do, you're going to be missing out. So I think we're moving into a crisis situation in that part of the world, and what part the pulling of the embassies, the closing down Israeli embassies throughout the world, what part that plays, but I've never seen anything like this before. Obviously, this is a prelude to something of a major extent. Well, this is open lines. We have nothing planned. We had planned on having a caller the second half, but he didn't call in. So give us a call at 877-254-7524, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, I thought maybe we would talk about taxes. And there's a wonderful article by my favorite columnist, Michael Snyder. You'll find his articles today on Alex Jones, Sidney Drudge carries them. But Sidney, Michael Snyder article came out, and it's just talking about all the taxes that we pay. And basically, we pay an air transportation tax whenever you fly. Why are the air transportation taxes added onto your plane? And then we have a biodiesel fuel tax, and a building permit tax, and a business registration fee, and a capital gains tax. And who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Bonnie. I just want everybody to know that on March 6th, Fort Collins Utilities came with two police people, two big boom trucks, and a supervisor, and descended upon all of us holdouts for the smart meter and forced us to put one on. So, there's the smart meter deal.
So basically, you were forced to have one? There was no way out of it?
No way out of it. They were going to put it on or shut it off, and I was ready to shut things off, and they descended on us so unexpectedly you couldn't even think. So everybody's got one now. And even the opt-out, as you've listened to Deborah Tavares, is a smart meter, and it's still radiating you. And according to their fact sheet, they can change them anytime they want. They have all kinds of other things that they can do with them that they coordinate with. And the big guys that are on the major intersections, they look like steel poles standing up about a foot tall, four of them, sometimes with a fifth one in there. According to someone who's done some research, those things broadcast 150 miles. If you think we have trouble with ADHD kids and autistic kids now, you start putting this in them, and all the pregnant women, you know, this is electrifying the amniotic fluid. It's no wonder that we've got trouble, and I'll take my answer off the air and any comments you have. Thank you.
God bless. Well, that was body calling, and of course they forced you to take a smart meter, and you're going to get radiation from a smart meter. We actually have a 4-CD set on smart meters, and you need to get it. You need to get the information, and then you need, of course, to be able to articulate this and start talking to other people. You know, it's amazing that so many people in America cannot believe that these bad things are happening, or they honestly think that maybe they have to have the smart meters. They believe the propaganda. Well, basically, you can If you get a smart meter, your electric bill is going to go up dramatically. And certainly because they bill you according to the time of day you use the electricity. And if you do your washing in the middle of the night or you have your lights on in the middle of the night, why then electricity is much cheaper. But if you do your washing in the daytime, or you certainly have your lights on in the daytime. So the cost is one of the big things. But then there's also the radiation, and this is not imaginary. It is real, and some people are much more sensitive to radiation than others. But, I mean, when you hear some of the horror stories, and radiation is not safe for us. God did not intend us to be constantly irradiated, our bodies to be irradiated. And believe me, with all sincerity, I really do believe there are going to be horrible certainly complications. They're not going to occur instantaneously, at least not for most people, but they are going to occur down the line. And to Chris, certainly we're already beginning to see the longevity of the American people falling. Men used to live a year or two longer than they are now. Why certainly, is our longevity falling? Well, I believe that we're being poisoned, we're being radiated, we're coming under attack from our own Brotherhood of Darkness right here. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open line. And who do we have calling in?
Oh, it's Bonnie again, Dr. Stan. I wanted everybody to know that there's a great website out there, bioinitiative.org. Everybody should go on there and at least read the table of contents. It'll scare the pants right off of you.
Well, I think it's so vitally important.
One of the things that they do say on that is that it disrupts the cell membrane. Dr. Stan, everything has cell membranes. Even an organ, each individual aspect of that organ has cell membranes, and then the organ has a total cell membrane around it. When it interrupts the cell membrane, stuff gets out that shouldn't get out, and stuff gets in that shouldn't get in.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Our number is 877-254-7524.
It's killing everyone.
Open lines, give us a call, 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Open Lines. I'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Bonnie, you still there? Well, Bonnie's gone, and so you're going to have to call in if you're out there. But, ladies and gentlemen, what can we do? You have the ability to talk to others. The one thing that the enemy fears is that the American people are going to wake up and just not going to go along with it. There are only a few people on the other side. So there's a number of evil people, demonically possessed people, working towards the destruction of humanity, are limited. And the vast majority of the American people, vast majority of people throughout the world are wonderful people. What can you do? You can talk to others. Don't be afraid to talk to people. Talk to strangers. Talk to people on the street. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Get them to listen to our program. And, of course, they can hear them here on the American Freedom Network. They can hear them certainly at radioliberty.com. Anybody can get our internet. We only have the one radio station there in Colorado. Of course, we have stations all across the country for our afternoon, evening programs. But the internet is wonderful. First of all, they can go to radioliberty.com, go to our internet site, and listen to this program live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. And we keep them up there for about 6 weeks. Have them go to the website, radioliberty.com. And, of course, it's this news around the net. I believe that news across the net, something like that. It's right up at the top of the page. They can just click onto that and get ideas about what's really going on. But the most important thing that you can do for people is to convince them that their lives, the lives of their children, and, of course, the money that they have are in jeopardy, and the fact that there is going to be an economic collapse. And all of this is being concealed from them. And that we are under attack today. We're under attack by radiation. We're certainly through the smart meters. If you can get them to go up on the internet and look at some of these websites, they will find that this really is true. And point out that the electric bill has gone up. Most people know the electric bill has gone up. They don't understand why. And there's no shortage of electricity. It's not costing more to generate the electricity. In fact, the cheapest electricity comes from hydroelectric dams, and that's why we are tearing out the dams to drive up the cost of electricity. And the same thing is true as far as the nuclear power. Nuclear power is very inexpensive. They drive the cost up because they keep delaying it. And when they try to put in a plant, they certainly make it ever so much complicated. And instead of taking a few hundred million dollars, it costs several billion dollars because they want to drive the cost up because they don't want us to use electricity. Because they want to lower our living standards. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Our number is 877-254-7524. But learn how to articulate, how to discuss all of these issues, and you'll find the information up on the internet. But try to get people to concern. Try to get them out of their complacency. And if they understand that they are under attack today, point out how we financed the Nazi movement from its inception. Point out that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis escaped to South America. Of course, as you know, we have a 4-CD set on that. Did Hitler escape? Is the title going into the background of Adolf Hitler and his escape? And if people can understand that everything that they've learned all of their life about the Nazis is false, that we actually financed the Nazi movement. We actually did everything we could to help the Nazis so that we could have a war and kill 60 to 80 million people as part of this move towards the world government. We have this wonderful 4-CD set, Did Hitler Escape? We actually have the books on the financing of the Nazis, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, or our 4-CD a set of my interviews with John Loftus, The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. And basically, for the Jews, the victims of this even though the people, Sidney Barry Shamus has pointed out, some of the major people working with and helping the Nazis were part of this labor Zionist movement. This is a branch of Judaism that hates Jews, that wants to kill off the Jews. They're Sabbateans, they're followers of Jacob, Frank, and Sidney. The information that Barry has put out is invaluable along that line. We will be putting together a 4-CD set on that. We haven't had a chance to yet, but we will. We want you to understand the basis of anti-Semitism is this group really of evil people who actually, although they pretend to be Jewish or not, they have an intense hatred of Judaism. They have an intense hatred of Jewish law, of the Torah, of everything good and worthwhile. And everything that the Torah says, they do exactly the opposite. And until you can understand that this is an element of very real force in society, and these people actively worked with Adolf Hitler. They helped to finance Adolf Hitler, and then they helped reward Hitler by helping him escape to South America following the war, following the Second World War. Let me suggest the book America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. The War Against the Jews, my 4-CD set of interviews with John Loftus. The 4-CD set, Operation Paperclip. And lastly, of course, our latest 4-CD set, Did Hitler Escape? Did Hitler Escape? We have the book, I Still Need a Grey Wolf, that goes along with that. All these things are vitally important. And you need to bring this out to others, to get people to begin to look at what's going on. And hopefully we can get them to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. So remember, of course, if you'd like to get our material, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Cindy, we're going to be taking a break, and we'll be back in a moment to stop the program here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older?
When I grow up,
I want a subprime loan. I never want the opportunity to own a home.
When I grow up.
When I grow up, I want the dollar to be worth less. I only want one bank to choose from.
When I grow up.
When I grow up, I still want to be living with my parents into my 30s. I want to be paid less to do a tougher job.
When I grow up.
When I grow up, I want a brown nose from being a yes man. I want to be loaded with student debt.
When I grow up.
When I grow up, I only want to be a part-time employee so I can participate in Obamacare.
Don't let this be your child's future. Eventually, you have to grow up. Preserve and ensure your wealth today. Call the Patriot Trading Group, Gold and Silver Buying Made Easy, 800-951-0592, or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Dr. Stan here for the last segment of the program, and Sidney, we hope that all of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. Why? because it will take you into the satanic movement, which permeates every aspect of our society today. Turn on television and look at what so much of the television is, and the scantily dressed girls up there whipping their bodies around into all sorts of suggestive poses, and so many of the programs, even the good programs with a great, very entertaining, so many of them will have a message that will promote sexual promiscuity, and they're focusing our attention on everything bad and evil and undermining, rather than uplifting and drawing us closer to God. They draw us into rebellion against God because they know how to control our minds. We're involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. The battle of the enemy is not in Russia or in China. The enemy is here. And the force that is bringing in to the destruction to the rest of the world comes from the United States. They're using the financial and military power and intelligence gathering power of America to destroy and disrupt the rest of the world. And until you understand that, and that's why we have to be involved, because God is going to bring terrible judgment on this nation if we do not take a stand against the evil and wicked people who control the reins of government in this society. Because our military is going throughout the world and imposing ruthless dictatorships on nation after nation. Our intelligence agencies are overthrowing noble people in other countries who want to do what's best for their people and replacing them with people who will do exactly what our leaders want, and that is, of course, promote this idea of the one world government and the one world religion and the destruction of Christianity. And when you understand that is the major thrust of the people who control our government, things begin to make sense. Otherwise, nothing in the world going on makes sense. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through several times. The telephone number to obtain it, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, that we do have the other excellent 4-CD set on the supernatural, and, of course, that contains the interviews with William H. Kennedy, a brilliant young man who died at age 59 just recently as he was pursuing what he was doing. And I will never believe this was simply an accidental death. I was in touch with him within a week of his death. But, of course, young people, very often will be targeted. And, of course, I believe he was targeted. You go up, his website was up there last time I saw it, William H. Kennedy, and look at it. It's one of the finest websites up there going into the background of the satanic movement, which dominates every aspect of what's going on today. William did a wonderful, wonderful job of getting it up there, pull the material down, and to keep it and utilize it on your website. Get this information out, but talk to people. Encourage them to become involved in what's going on. Perhaps they'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because quite frankly, we need financial support to maintain our network of stations across the country, our internet, our shortwave, all of the various things we do. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do incidentally need a couple of advertisers to cause a couple, because they're having financial problems. Pray for America. Pray for the Bible.